Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Water isn't only about quenching thirst or growing plants. It's also a gender issue. In many parts of the developing world, finding and carrying water is woman's work. Water as a gender issue is one focus of the UN World Water Day, observed each year on March 22nd. Deborah Katina traveled from Kenya to the United States to observe the day. She's the founder of the organization Yang At. With the help of Church World Service, it's constructing what are called sand dams, low-cost reservoirs that help make clean water available year-round. Ms. Katina, welcome to Living on Earth.
Hi.
So what does the name of your organization, Yang At, mean?
Yang At means care. It means we care about the women and the girls.
In what language?
Pokot.
Pokot?
Yes.
Where's that?
In Kenya, Rift Valley Province, West Pokot District.
Is that where you're from?
Yeah, that's where I'm from.
Well, tell me a little bit about the Pokot District, particularly in terms of water.
Okay, the Pokot District, we are nomads or pastoralists, and most of the area is arid, and people do go long distances, especially women and girls. They go long distances in search of water.
How far?
20 miles, round trip.
And it's the women and the girls who do the get?
Yes, the women and the girls do it. Our men just sleep.
And your organization, CARE,
yes,
you're addressing the water problem, as I understand.
Yes, we are addressing the water problems, and we are doing the sand dams and shallow wells.
Sand dams. What are sand dams?
Sand dams, this is where we block the seasonal river, because we have seasonal rivers there. So it's a matter of blocking or building a wall across the seasonal river, so that when it rains during rainy season or when we have rains, we literally catch all the water instead of letting the water flow maybe to another bigger river or somewhere. But we catch all the water, and it can be stored in the sand dam, which is beneath the sand, so that it can be reused during dry season, so that people can drink good, clean water.
So if I understand this correctly, the sand which accumulates on the upstream part of the river,
yes,
acts as a sponge of sorts, right?
Yeah.
And then you put a hole in the dam and you can get the water that's stored in the sponge, even when it's not raining.
Yes.
And it works?
It works. It really works.
How well?
Because now due to climate change now, the seasons are changing, and we have maybe one rainy season with floods, a lot of floods. And then when we build that wall along the seasonal river, we can have a lot of water stored.
So part of the sand dam, you turn into a shallow well?
Yes.
So how does the shallow well work with the sand dam?
A shallow well will be constructed near a sand dam, because the water now has been stored and there's water throughout. So the shallow well will be just beside there, so that they can have clean water, and also we can have a separate cattle trough for the animals.
How much does it cost to construct one of these sand dams?
Okay, to construct it will need $15,000. We've constructed one sand dam, we've put up shallow well, we've put up the cattle trough, and it includes all the transport and all the other logistics.
You know, Deborah, you're visiting the United States now.
Yes.
You can turn the faucet and out comes the water. What is that like for you?
It's luxury. When I see water running, it's luxury. In fact, even today in the morning, I called my brother, and the first thing he was complaining about water, there's no water. And here I am, there's plenty of water, I can shower. And even sometimes when I walk, I see people just leaving the tap on, and it's like, oh, I wish this water would be taken to Africa or to my place. It would be really nice and luxury.
Oh, I wanted to ask you, what is the blessing song?
it's sung by people who've received something, or people who've gotten at least the water project, and they are happy and they are blessing those people who contributed something so that they can have water closer to them.
And is that sung by girls from your district?
Yes, these are the school we did at Sandam and Shallowell. And also, besides from Sandam and Shallowell, we did some latrines and also a roof catchment tank. And they are happy and they are blessing the people who contributed at least something for them to have water close. And now the diseases, the waterborne diseases, have been reduced from that area because they can drink clean water, and also the sanitation issues. So those children are very happy.
Can you sing the blessing song?
In my language?
Yeah. Are you a good singer?
I'm a good singer. And I can sing one in Kiswahili, which says, Mbarikiwe, 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 Mbarikiwe sana.
What is that?
That is blessing. God bless you so much. Be blessed for all what you do.
Deborah Katina's organization is called Yangat. She's visiting the United States, and she recently won Kenya's Head of State Commendation Award for her work with the organization that she founded. Deborah Katina, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It was nice talking to you.